This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands demanded the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a rally in Tel Aviv Saturday. That rally was held as Israel's war in Gaza enters its 6 months, triggered by Hamas's October 7th cross-border rampage. Netanyahu's government has faced protests at home, demanding a deal to free the dwindling number of live hostages. Western countries, meanwhile, have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptably high Palestinian civilian toll in the accompanying humanitarian crisis. Some of the protesters who joined the Saturday gathering said they want to see an election in the coming months. Israel says its strike that killed aid workers was a mistake. Rights groups say it was no anomaly. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia tells us more.
The Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The explanation raises concern of how often Israel has made such mistakes in its six-month-old offensive in Gaza. Rights groups and aid workers say the wider problem is not violations of the military's rules of engagement, but the rules themselves. They also argue that Israel has given itself a wide leeway in deciding how many civilian deaths it allows as collateral damage. Israel's chief military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says that they're doing everything they can to not harm innocent civilians, but did not specify how they will achieve this. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Meanwhile, Israel's military says that it has recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer who was held hostage in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiators prepare for another round of talks in Egypt on brokering a ceasefire 6 months into the war. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma reports on the now daily drone and missile attacks on Ukraine by Russia.
Russian forces overnight attacked Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, with drones and missiles, killing at least six people and wounding 10. The city's governor says strikes damaged residential station, a kindergarten, a cafe, a shop, and cars. Overall, Russia fired 32 Iranian-made Shahed drones and six missiles at Ukraine, according to an Air Force commander. Russia hasn't commented on the strikes, but says that Ukraine, on Saturday morning, fired vampire rockets at Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, says upcoming U.S.-China talks will tackle a top Biden administration complaint that Beijing's economic model and trade practices put American companies and workers at an unfair competitive disadvantage. Yellen made the announcement Saturday during a trip to China. She told reporters that she thinks the Chinese realize how concerned they are about the implications of the industrial strategy for the United States, for the potential to flood markets with exports to make it difficult for American firms to compete. She added that the matter is not going to be solved in an afternoon or a month, but thinks that they have heard that this is an important issue. Mexico's government has severed diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president. VOA's Alexis Strope.
It was an extraordinary use of force that shocked and mystified regional leaders and diplomats. Ecuadorian police late Friday broke through the external doors of the embassy in the capital, Quito, to arrest Jorge Glass, who had been residing there since December. Glass sought political asylum at the embassy after being indicted on corruption charges. The raid prompted Mexico's President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador to announce the breaking off of diplomatic relations with Ecuador on Friday evening, while his government's foreign relations secretary said the move will be challenged at the World Court in The Hague. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
As the presidential election draws nearer, the spread of bogus information online is getting a huge boost from social media accounts that have been created anonymously. A post this past week about a surge in new voters registering without photo ID is the latest example of how these accounts have come to dominate right-wing political discussions online. The post was intended to imply that people who are in the United States illegally were planning to vote this year. It's a reach that's boosted by algorithms and by social media companies, greatly reducing or eliminating efforts to remove phony or harmful material. And there's a boost from endorsements by high-profile figures such as Musk. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.